This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
The live Saturday edition of the show where we invite you, as always, to call in, talk about whatever you want. Of course, we started the show out by discussing the Walmart shooting. There's been a mass shooting with at least 19 people now apparently confirmed dead, 40 more injured, down at a Walmart in the El Paso, Texas area. The alleged shooter, Patrick Crucius, age 21, is from the Dallas area, and he has been taken into custody, apparently. There's a photograph of him sitting in the back of a police cruiser. He also left, allegedly, a manifesto, and I do have a copy of that alleged manifesto here, which we can share with you coming up here in a moment with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones first. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can take control of the airwaves, but so far almost everybody's wanted to talk about the shooting. David is on the line in Kansas, listening in Salina to KINA. Hello, David.
Well, hello. How are we doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, this kind of stuff where we have these psychopaths running around and no one seems to be taking their own personal security into account, it seems like. I live in a state where not only do we have a concealed carry permits process, but we are also a constitutional carry state.
All right.
And we are also an open carry state.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we've maintained the concealed carry permitting process is so that we have reciprocity with 33 other states.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, I'm a big constitutional carry fan, but I also did pay the state for my right, the theft of my right to carry concealed, but that's because I visit many other states. And, you know, that's a whole different, another conversation, I think, but
right.
One that kind of fits in with this. But here in the state of Kansas, you will see all kinds of people open carry at my Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, we're watching them like a hawk. And they know it.
Especially now.
Yeah, I think people do know that when they open carry.
That's right. We watch them like a hawk. I work private security, armed private security company. We have a contract with our hospital here, and we do armed security for our hospital. And you'll never make it in the front door with a weapon. Never. And if I was at Walmart and I saw some guy walking in with a long gun, I'm putting him on the ground, regardless of whether he goes willingly or not, because they're there for no good.
What if,
he was going to return it?
What if they're there to return like a shotgun? I mean, honestly, this is an honest question. I've never bought a shotgun from Walmart. I don't know what happens if your shotgun from Walmart isn't all that you'd hoped it to be. What happens when you attempt to return it? Do you just have to bring it in the long case? I mean, what exactly?
That'd probably help.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should quantify my answer there, is that if I see someone shouldering a long gun walking into Walmart that's not in a case that's rocked, loaded, ready to go, I'm putting them on the ground, whether they go willingly or not.
A good idea.
Yeah, with all the training that I've had, that's what you do. You look for things like that. And if someone's walking into one, they're not getting anywhere near it. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen.
I appreciate the call tonight, David. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate
hearing
from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I do have the numbers, by the way, from that concealed carry government. I think it's a government accountability office study. Anyway, looking at concealed carry permits in different states and the percentage of population. Now, they did look at adult population, so only looking at age 20 or over, not factoring. Because when I did the rough math on Florida, I was looking at just the total population.
I see.
Doesn't make sense to look at that.
Makes sense. You're right.
Look at the adult population.
Does it matter how many preschoolers get to carry guns? It's always a bad idea.
So according to this, now it's not fair to give a number for a state like Kansas, because as he pointed out, there's there's concealed carry without a permit there. So there may be a significant portion of the population of gun owners who have decided they don't want to get the government permission slip, that they don't care about the reciprocation of the other states, and they just want to carry a gun without asking for permission. But according to this, sure. As of now, their numbers are a little dated. This is as of 2011. The numbers of concealed carry permit holders in Kansas, 39,000 out of an approximate adult population of 2-ish million. So it's about 1.9%, they say there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But as he pointed out, you see them everywhere. And that's something you're not going to see in California, where they only have 0.1% of the population that has a concealed carry permit in California.
They have a large percentage of the population, and, you know, those people just don't, they don't enjoy that particular right. They have almost have the right to smoke marijuana with impunity, though.
That's true. I think you can get both marijuana and guns in Nevada, though, so why go to California?
It's true.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. All right, so here is the manifesto, and we'll just get into some of this, Mark.
I want to hear it.
It's titled The Inconvenient Truth, first section, About Me.
Okay.
And this was, again, allegedly written by the purported shooter today, Patrick Crucius, age 21, from the Dallas area. But it hasn't been confirmed. It's just ostensibly was posted by him to some sort of social media. He says, in general, I support the Christchurch shooter and his manifesto.
As well.
Which was super long and super crazy, of course. This is, he says, this attack is a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. They are the instigators, he says.
Wasn't Texas part of Mexico? Go ahead.
He says, they are the instigators, not me. I am simply defending my country from cultural and ethnic replacement brought on by an invasion. Some people will think this statement is hypocritical because of the nearly complete ethnic and cultural destruction brought to the Native Americans by our European ancestors, but this just reinforces my point. The natives didn't take the invasion of Europeans seriously.
They did. They just they happened to have basically...
They didn't have guns.
Well, biology wasn't working towards for them. More or less, there's different takes on it, but somewhere between 4 and 5 and 9 out of 10 Native Americans died from, Western-introduced diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to use the term biological warfare because it wasn't
purposeful.
Yeah, it wasn't purposeful, but that's what happened. It's not the Europeans' fault.
Well, the Europeans also had guns, and they didn't have those either.
Sure. There were technological differences, big
right.
ones.
Actually, he says...
But watch your population get, decimated, and it's not even the right term, but knocked down to that large percentage and then attempt to fight back. Tecumseh never had a chance.
Wouldn't decimated be the correct term? Decimated bringing your population down to one-tenth, basically?
No, decimated means taking your population down by a tenth.
Oh, I'm
sorry. So it's leaving 90%. They wish they had only been decimated. They might have had a shot.
Thanks for clarifying that. My motives, he says, are not at all personal.
Personal.
Actually, the Hispanic community was not my target, he claims. Before, he says, he read The Great Replacement. Now, what is The Great Replacement? I did not know. So I went to go look, and it was sort of what I expected that it would be. It sounds like something that Chris Cantwell would recommend. Sounds like something that you'd hear in these right-wing white nationalist
That's the crying
communities.
Nazi.
Chris Cantwell, former Free Talk Live host, who we fired for ending up becoming a racist. This guy may have been, one of his listeners. The Great Replacement is also known as replacement theory, is a white nationalist right-wing conspiracy theory. This is according to Wikipedia, which states that with the complicity of, quote, replacist elites, the white French population, as well as the white European population in Europe at large, is being progressively replaced with non-European people, specifically Arab, Berber, and sub-Saharan African Muslim populations from Africa and the Middle East. Obviously, he believes it's, Mexicans in the U.S.
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out that Europe certainly has some issues going on with immigration. Those issues are, by and large, created by and propagated and perpetuated by their welfare state. And that's the same is true here in the United States. If some large percentage of people are coming here as refugees because there's a check involved.
We got more from the psycho who went on a shooting rampage today, is currently in police custody, the alleged manifesto. We'll share that. You can share your comments. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live, and you can bring us whatever you want here if you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. That's the toll-free line. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. There's been some conversation there tonight in the on-air now room about the shooting, of course, which is what we've been discussing most of the time here on Free Talk Live. But the call-in lines are there at the top of our Discord server, which, if you don't know, Discord is a free chat application. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's people in there almost around the clock.
It's popular with the kiddos.
Kiddos?
Yes.
You mean Discord in general is?
Yes.
As I was going to say, most of our listenership are not children.
No.
They're not kiddos in the LRN.FM Discord server. But what you're referencing is that Discord was originally created as a gaming, real-time voice chat app, basically.
Right. And it's so you can let the noobs know that they've been pwned properly.
That's right. Trash talking and all that. but it's actually become a very, very popular service outside of the gaming community. There's a lot of crypto, like cryptocurrency communities that have their own Discords, and it's a very big thing. A lot of businesses using Discord for letting their employees chat. But anyway, it's a free app. You can go and download it. Go check it out at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, and then we got more from the alleged manifesto of the purported shooter from this earlier today in El Paso, Texas, at a Walmart. Go ahead, David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's Pew Pew, Mexico. Mark has half of the West laughing. Well, what did you say about Santa Fe and Boston?
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Pardon?
I mean, they're not very similar. Santa Fe and Boston, right? And isn't that what I said?
Yeah. The problem is they're very similar. In fact, Santa Fe is way more left, way more liberal, way more commie than Boston.
I see.
By far.
I believe it. That's what I've always heard about Santa Fe.
Right. So,
thanks for the clarification, David. Go ahead. Anything else?
Yeah, there's more. Oh, and first of all, did I ever tell you that I had a one-on-one conversation with Sam Walton once? Since we're talking
Sam
about
Walton. Sam Walton, like one-on-one in person? You were in front of him in real life?
One-on-one in person, shaking hands, private one-on-one face-to-face conversation for about 10 minutes, yeah.
Why? What was the occasion?
Oh, he just happened to fly into the same airport I flew into, meaning he flew his airplane into the same airport I flew my airplane into, and it was a tiny little airport in southern Minnesota where he had just opened a new Walmart store, and I ran into him there.
How did you know it was him? I mean, was it Walmart branded on the airplane, or did you just happen to know what he looked like?
Well, we knew that he was coming in because some people from the store had come to pick him up. They were waiting for him to land.
So there was like people in Walmart uniforms out in the tarmac or whatever.
There was no tarmac. It's a tiny little airport, meaning like we were like the only 6-7 people at the whole airport. There was nobody else. It was just Sam Walton, his wife, his brother, and his brother's wife, and then me and this other pilot. And that was it. There were 6 of us at the whole airport. You know, just
well, if you got 10 minutes with Sam Walton, what do you say to him?
The main thing I said to him was congratulations from starting with one store and building it into I don't know how many stores he had at the time, but he happened to be the richest man in the nation at the time that I talked to him.
Definitely
and
deserves congratulations.
So I told him congratulations, and we just had small talk because I figured that's what he'd be interested in anyway. He's a real casual guy. I mean, he had millions, and he bought the minimum airplane for himself that would do the job instead of buying the airplane that he could have, and he drove an old pickup around. And funny thing.
So he's still kind of, even though he'd been incredibly successful, he was still down to earth. David, thanks for sharing the story tonight. The toll free number. I like those stories, you know, where people don't let the success go to their head.
Like I think it's certainly people, it builds a strong narrative. I can see at the same time why somebody would want to enjoy the fruits of their labor, but, you know, if they want to continue to drive an old pickup truck, then feel free.
We continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Back to what he titled The Inconvenient Truth. This is the manifesto allegedly written by Patrick Crucius, the ostensible shooter today at the Walmart down in Texas. They may have arrested some other folks, but so far the official word is that he was acting alone. And I imagine there's going to be plenty of video footage.
What are the arrests about?
That'll make that clear. The manifesto will cover the political, well, to answer your question, Mark, the police are likely to arrest more people than is absolutely necessary and then let go of the people that, you know, are not actually involved in it. That tends to be how things are done. They didn't know initially that it was just one person.
Okay.
They probably had to, you know, review camera footage and things like that to figure that out. The manifesto he writes will, he says, this is his About Me section, he says, we'll cover the political and economic reasons behind the attack, my gear, my expectations of what response this will generate, and my personal motivations and thoughts. His first segment is entitled Political Reasons. He writes, in short, America is rotting from the inside out. And peaceful means...
I think a lot of people believe that.
And peaceful means to stop this seem to be nearly impossible. The inconvenient truth is that our leaders, both Democrat and Republican, have been failing us for decades.
That's true.
They are either complacent or involved in one of the biggest betrayals of the American public in our history, the takeover of the United States government by unchecked corporations.
Okay.
I could write a 10-page essay on the all the damage these corporations have caused, but here is what is important, he says.
The United States government is a corporation.
Right.
And no corporation exists without permission from the United States. No U.S. corporation exists without permission from the United States government. So,
correct.
I don't know that you can take over the government, like a corporation could take over the government. Because the government gives them the ability to exist.
Well, look, Mark, you're talking about the corporation as the legal fiction, the sort of political shield,
sure.
Basically this legal tool that exists. That's what the government allows to exist.
So what
without
else are
corporations,
we talking about?
There would still be businesses.
Right.
So
and,
certainly.
Oh, so are we claiming that the United States government has now been taken over by business?
Because I'm not claiming that.
Rich people put the United States government together. And the United States government has always, and all governments,
correct.
Like the idea that somehow wealth and power are going to be separated. This is the fallacy that I see in every liberal out there, because they're all like, let's have bigger government so that we can be controlled by the people. When in human history? You have 9,000 years to look at the history of the state. When have wealth and power ever been separated? All you can do is destroy power. And then the wealthy will have less of it.
That's right.
You want small government. You want government. You want more freedom. You want the ability to earn money.
Well, that's
money.
What we want, not necessarily you. I mean, we don't know what you want. You haven't called in.
I don't know what anybody wants necessarily. But if you want, you know, really the good things that life has to offer, to advocate for more government power just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you're right. The government has always been inextricably linked with the politically connected, and the politically connected are frequently the wealthy, these corporate the corporate masters out there, and they're all just sort of in and out between one another, right? So like the government goons sometimes retire from government and then go work for these corporations, or they come from corporations to go into the government, and as you pointed out, governments themselves are also corporations. More coming up.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say they think a deadly mass shooting at a shopping complex was carried out by a single gunman. He's identified as Patrick Crucius, who's in custody. At least 19 people were killed. Police Sergeant Robert Gomez says the shopping center was jammed with back-to-school shoppers.
The estimates of the shoppers at Walmart were between 1 and 3,000 with 100 employees present. It is back-to-school, and the Walmart was at capacity when the shootings occurred.
Democratic presidential contender Beto O'Rourke used to represent El Paso in Congress.
A lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
President Trump has been briefed on the shooting and promises federal help. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. Open phones, as always, our number is 855-450-FREE. We're going through the manifesto of the alleged shooter down in Texas. Apparently, as at least 19 people are dead, 40 injured in a mass shooting in a Walmart and in and around, I guess, a Walmart. They say it was, I guess, nearby a shopping mall as well. Just absolutely horrifying. And, of course, the ideas here so far are horrifying. Basically, he's definitely afraid of some sort of what he claims to be a Hispanic invasion into the United States, and we'll get into more of it here, but I do want to let you know about My Magic Mud. It is a black tooth powder. This was their original product. They've actually expanded quite a bit. But
yeah, they've got a lot of different products, but the black tooth powder I consider to be the sort of the basis of their business.
Of course. It's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay, completely natural ingredients.
Yep.
The tooth powder, if you wanted to, you could swallow it. It's no problem. No big deal.
I have, many times. Yeah.
Same thing's true of their toothpaste, by the way. Normally, normal toothpaste, you're not supposed to swallow that.
No, no, it's not good for you.
Not good for you. But yet they want you to put it on your teeth. Most health food stores are now carrying My Magic Mud. You can go to Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, even Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, and you can, but you know, better off just staying home and going to MyMagicMud.com and then using code FTL20 where you can save 20%. And, of course, if you order enough product there, you get free shipping as well. So go to MyMagicMud.com, use code FTL20, and save 20% on this amazing product that is clinically proven to whiten teeth.
And yeah, it does.
And, by the way, that 20% applies to whatever you put in your shopping cart there. It's not just the original tooth powder. It's whatever you want there.
FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com.
You got it. Let's go to Joe. Before we continue with more of this lunatic's manifesto, to try to get some sort of an insight into what he was, so what crazy thoughts he was thinking. Let's talk to Joe in Grand Rapids. He's listening to WTKG. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that, you know, unfortunately, every time something like this happens, the anti-freedom crowd will use it as an excuse to push more gun control. We know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And these nut jobs that do these, they always got their little reasons, whether it's racism or religious or some political thing or whatever. They always got their little, in their minds, it makes sense to them, apparently. But, you know, I carry a gun not because I'm paranoid. I carry one because, you know, criminal activity. And now you got to worry about Antifa and white supremacists and all these other idiots running around. Right. And I think it just seems like a lot of things have been ramped up. And I think you got a lot of unstable people spending way too much time on social media. And you have one outrageous news story keeps getting recycled, recycled, recycled. And it does something to people that are already unstable, I think. You know, there's no, if you think there's a Hispanic invasion of Texas, I don't know where you've been living for the past 300 years or whatever. I mean, there have been Hispanic people in the Southwest United States since before that was part of the United States.
Right.
I
mean, they don't call it New Mexico for nothing.
Yeah, it's idiotic. This guy, obviously, he's not the brightest, you know, bowl, I guess, or whatever, or the sharpest knife in the drawer, but they just believe this crap, man. He's, you know, and
well, it's easy for people who are unsatisfied with their lives for whatever reason. It's easy for them to be pointed to a scapegoat. And these people, Hispanics in the South, are a convenient scapegoat. There's a lot of people who love to hate these folks, even though they're really, most of them are just hardworking people that want to have a better life for themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. But the fear that is promulgated surrounding immigration, I mean, we've talked about this issue for years here on Free Talk Live, and we've heard some of the most ridiculous statements coming out of people who are just deathly afraid of the idea that, Hispanics want to come here. And we've even had one lady claim that she was afraid she was going to catch leprosy from immigrants at one point. I mean, so the
amount, I think the leprosy claims come up more than once.
It may have. It was memorable.
My favorite was the blaming the immigrants for stealing the Muskogee ducks around their apartment complex.
Anyway, Joe, yeah, anything else you want to share, please do.
I think that comes from both sides. The media, you know, it's, you know, you got the people who want stronger immigration laws, and you got the other side pushing kids in cages and concentration camps, like we're gassing, you know, illegal aliens or something down there. And it just pushes people who are already on the border, borderline nuts, Antifa or alt-right or whatever, it pushes them to do stuff like this, man.
Thank you for the self-censorship. I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate your thoughts. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So let's share some more of this lunatic's manifesto, or his alleged manifesto, and learn what it was that he was so afraid of that he thought he needed to go out blasting. And actually, in his case, he didn't go out. He got caught. He's currently in custody. He writes,
but he talked like he was going to go out blasting.
He did. That's later on in the manifesto. He says, due to the death of the baby boomers, the increasingly anti-immigrant rhetoric of the right, and the ever-increasing Hispanic population, America will soon become a one-party state. He says the Democrat Party will own America, and they know it. They have already begun the transition.
I've talked to a person who was a staff member for a senator who is currently running for president. And that person did claim to me that basically Republicans do not concern him because because from a demographic standpoint, they're dying. Republicans are largely, you know, white people over the ages of whatever.
They're mostly over 60 here in Keene, New Hampshire,
and
they barely exist.
I mean, you know, but he acknowledged this in conversation that he had very little fear of the Republican Party in the long run. So there you go. You can take it for what you want to take it for. What it says to me is the Republicans need to figure out ways to expand their demographic base. But, you know, whatever.
Well, how about not being so anti-immigrant? I mean, he even sort of points out that it's partially because they're anti-immigrant is why they're suffering. How about welcoming hardworking people who care about freedom to come here into the United States? How about that?
Republicans will say that they do welcome people to come here legally. It's just that they won't. Generally, it's very difficult to nail them down as to what they would like to see as far as an expansion. There's clearly a demand for being able to come to the United States. Why? Well, A, it's a good place to make money. B, it's a good place to be given free money. I say get rid of the free money and let people come here and work, and then you will do as nations have done throughout mankind's history, which is to welcome new populations.
Well, unfortunately, the Republicans have given up on that talking point, if they ever had it. I don't know. I've not been a Republican for very long. I did join them recently because of frustrations over the Libertarian Party, but and also because they're so weak here in the Keene area. It seemed like a ripe opportunity to bring some Libertarians in there. So I don't know what their history has been, but they're not. At least these days, they're certainly not welcoming towards various different groups. They seem to be pretty monolithic in their demographic makeup. And
they're looking at how things are, not how things will be.
Yeah. Let's go on here. He says they've already begun the transition by pandering heavily to the Hispanic voting bloc in the first Democratic debate. They intend to use it to open borders, free health care for illegals, citizenship, and more to enact a political coup by importing and then legalizing millions of new voters. With policies like these, the Hispanic support for Democrats will likely become nearly unanimous in the future.
Sure.
The heavy Hispanic population in Texas will make us a Democrat stronghold. Losing Texas and a few other states with a heavy Hispanic population to the Democrats is all it will take for them to win nearly every presidential election.
Yep.
Although the Republican Party is also terrible, he says. Many factions within the Republican Party are pro-corporation. Oh, I remember what I was going to say that they've given up on. Republicans have given up on an anti-welfare message. I don't know if they ever had it, but they should have if they care about so-called small government and hate socialism as much as they claim to. They've given up on it. They believe they can't get rid of welfare, and they're not even going to try to talk about it.
They believe they can stop immigration, but they can't stop welfare.
It's fanatical.
It's funny.
It's ridiculous. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, I'm hearing you agreeing with a lot of this guy's assessment, I guess. Want to continue on this and get your thoughts, because I'm sure you're going to differ from him here.
Well, yeah, he's shot at Walmart.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the show. You, as always, are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We are sharing with you the alleged manifesto of the purported shooter from earlier today in El Paso at a Walmart. He is named Patrick Cruzius, aged 21, and he's got himself some political opinions. He's sharing them with us here in his four-page-long, I would say mercifully brief manifesto, one that somebody could actually sit down and read. Many of these, you know, shooters' manifestos are incredibly long and rambling and you know, difficult to follow. This guy, his sentence structure is pretty solid. He can put a sentence together.
The qualifications for shooting up a Walmart aren't good, you know, penmanship.
No doubt. And so he's talking about his frustrations with the political parties. He believes the Democrats are, you know, going to get a bunch of Hispanic support and take over the United States. He does say the Republican Party is terrible, saying the many factions within the Republican Party are pro-corporation. He says pro-corporation equals pro-immigration. I'm not sure how that is exactly. But
well, if you're talking about large food production companies, they need cheap labor, and you know, there's of course the artificial lines of borders that make food costs more expensive in many cases. I don't know that, I think NAFTA has largely gotten rid of some of those problems, but you know, whatever. I don't understand exactly why people from Central America travel across the U.S.-Mexican border in order to work in farms just across the border when you'd think those farms could operate just as easily in Mexico.
But many of them have moved down, as I understand it.
Some have, certainly.
To Mexico. He also says that some factions within the Republican Party don't prioritize corporations over our future. So the Democrats, he writes, are nearly unanimous with their support of immigration, while the Republicans are divided over it. At least with Republicans, he claims, the process of mass immigration and citizenship can be greatly reduced. So he is completely anti, you know, he's anti-immigrant. He doesn't want to see people immigrating here.
Period.
It sounds like
legal,
period.
Legal or otherwise.
He's afraid of the so-called replacement theory. He read some book or whatever, called The Great Replacement, some sort of white nationalist conspiracy theory that says that at various different levels, governments are purposefully trying to replace Europeans with non-Europeans. And he's completely bought into this and is quite afraid of that potential. He writes on under his – so that was his political reasons, Mark.
Okay.
Now we have his so-called economic reasons. He says, in short, immigration can only be detrimental to the future of America. Well, now, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure immigration is the reason why relatively unrestricted immigration in the past is one of the major reasons why America is as great as it has been, why this country, the United States, is as free as it has become, because so many people who were seeking freedom to get out from underneath oppressive governments from around the planet came here and they created businesses that they could never do where they came from, hired a bunch of people and created an unprecedented level of wealth. That happened here because of immigration. Immigrants in the United States are more likely to be entrepreneurs than native-born people.
Well, that's because this is the place for entrepreneurs to come. This is a great place to make money. And
Right. You'd
want, as an entrepreneur, you're going to want to come to the United States.
That's why it's good. That's one of the reasons why immigration is good for the United States, is because we attract really amazing people that want to come here. And if they don't want to start their own business, at the very least, many of them want to make a better life for themselves. Now, Mark, you did touch on the sort of immigrant that's looking for a handout. Those people do come here.
Yes. If Republicans want to have an opportunity at this point, it's like maybe the ship has sailed, but if there's an opportunity, it's to come to the table with real immigration reform. Now, I'm not claiming that any plan is perfect. I will, however, claim that there is a plan. I've come up with a plan, and certainly not completely my own, but, you know, got a plan here that may very well work. Allow people to come to this country freely that want to come. Make it impossible for them to get any kind of government assistance at all. Make it impossible. Tell them you're never going to be able to vote. Like, you're not going to be able to vote. And I think that probably as part of this, you have to do something about the United States foreign policy. Because if you make it too easy for people to cross the borders, then the terrorists will come. So you have to stop creating terrorists around the world. Best way to do that is to stop supporting foreign oil dictatorships.
So end the government warmongering around the globe, end welfare. These are two major proposals that the Republicans aren't going to propose.
Yep. Let the places in the world that have oil figure out how to get oil out of there. We don't need to subsidize the security costs of major oil corporations.
Let's go on with his fear-mongering here. He says continued immigration will make one of the biggest issues of our time, automation, so much worse. He says some sources say that in under two decades, half of American jobs will be lost to it. Of course, some people will be retrained, but most will not. So it makes no sense to keep on letting millions of illegal or legal immigrants flood into the United States and to keep the tens of millions that are already here. He says invaders, who also have a close to the highest birth rate of all ethnicities in America. In the near future, America will have to initiate a basic universal income to prevent widespread poverty and civil unrest
as people
lose their jobs.
This guy's bought everything. Every statist line in the book. Okay, so first off, shooting up immigrants at Walmart isn't going to solve the automation problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Maybe you could claim it's going to bring attention to your manifesto, but, you know, historically, 21-year-olds haven't written the most cogent manifestos of all time. So maybe take a decade or two to think about your positions and get back to me. Secondly, it's kind of an ageist comment. Right? Like, he could be the smartest man in the world to come up with this. He certainly believes this crap. I think that automation is going to make a lot of really crappy jobs irrelevant to people. And that they're going to be reassigned in the marketplace. We've seen this every time in human history. We have the lowest unemployment in history, and the UBI, the Universal Basic Income people, the UBI people are running around going, it's going to be a catastrophe! Ladies and gentlemen, get a job. We have the lowest unemployment in history. Stop complaining about imaginary unemployment in the future.
Well, Mark, they benefit from this fear-mongering, the political class. They want you to believe that, you're not going to be able to work in the future. You're going to need us. You wanted to get rid of the government? You're going to need us for universal basic income. You thought you could have small government? No. You need to have a massive government that sends you a check every single month because you're not going to be able to work. Robots. Robots. You've seen the movies, haven't you? It's going to be scary.
Yeah, this is, you know, sadly, people just don't get it. The government that can give you a little check now and then can do anything you want. It wants to you.
Mm-hmm.
You are its domesticated lapdog when you take its check. You are the domestic animal. The domestic animal is put to sleep when the owner wishes.
Mm-hmm.
The domestic animal is put out to pasture when the owner wishes. When it's time to work, the owner says so. Do you want to be domestic or do you want to be wild? Because this country was founded by wild animals for wild animals. And that's what you're asking for when you're asking for freedom. Admittedly, wild animals have to work for their food.
Most of them aren't asking for freedom. Most people are quite content.
No, what they are asking, what they're demanding, though, is my freedom. In the process of giving up your own freedom, ladies and gentlemen, you must give up that of me and my family. Screw you. It's not yours.
Right. If you want to join the conversation, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But so what you're pointing out here, Mark, is that this guy has fallen for all the fear-mongering, you know, all the most popular fear-mongering kind of issues of the time. Immigrants are scary. Joblessness, it's a fear on the horizon. And he's combining it all together, and he's, you know, his conclusion is go down shooting. Going on with his economic statement, he says joblessness in itself is a source of civil unrest. The less dependence on a government welfare system, the better. The lower the unemployment rate, the better. Achieving ambitions...
The lowest unemployment rate in history.
He says achieving ambitious... He says ambitions, but I think he means ambitious. Social projects like universal health care and UBI would become far more likely to succeed if tens of millions of dependents are removed.
I see. So he's worrying that the immigrants are coming here and bloating the system with lazy people, so that now UBI is farther down the pipe.
Oh, he's saying that UBI would be more popular or more likely to succeed if you could get rid of population. Okay, I see what he's saying there. It's crazy, but we'll get into it. More coming up here in Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.